Stark, this is dictating on John Habacker. That is Habacker. Habacker. B as in boy. Cker. Habacker. John. John. Date of birth 11/13/37. Date of visit is 7/5/23. Please make a copy for Nora Quattricelli. Nora, N-O-R-A. Quattricelli is C. I'm sorry. Quattricelli is Q-U-A-T-T-R-O-C-E-L-L-I. D-O. Quattricelli. Q-U-A-T-T-R-O-C-E-L-L-I. D-O. Please make a copy for her, please. Next paragraph. Dear Nora, thank you for sending Joan Habacker for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea and COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 85-year-old female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea and COPD, as well as a prior history of lung cancer. Status post left lower lobectomy. Has been experiencing some shortness of breath with activity, but denies any chest pains or excessive daytime sleepiness. Period. The patient has no cough or wheezing, but does have a history of atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation with Eliquis. She had a nasal bleed recently, and this was due to use of a CPAP mask. Which caused some pressure around the nose. The patient denies any recent weight loss. She has nausea but no reflux. And she has had some leg edema. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant fall. Past history is significant for hypertension and history of atrial fibrillation, history of lung cancer, status post left lower lobectomy, and a history of colon cancer, status post partial colon dissection in October of 06. Also had an appendectomy in 01. Cholecystectomy in 06. and tubal ligation in 1982. She has had right knee replacement in 2016 and arthroscopic knee surgery in 2015. Left shoulder rotator cuff repair in September of 2007. And the tumor of the left knee was resected in 1959. She had partial thyroidectomy in 1971 and a tonsillectomy in 1942. She also has haplolipidemia and allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, med list included Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams a day, Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, and the Ventolin inhaler 2 plus QID PRN. Next paragraph, family history, father died of an MI, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. There's no cataracts or glaucoma, but she does have vertigo and some nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Denies hematuria, flank pains. She has seasonal allergies and cough and shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, GI bleed, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling. No calf muscle pain. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has some joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert. Can you please add in the habits? The patient has a history of smoking 2 packs per day for 30 years and quit. Drinks wine regularly. Okay, next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female. Alert, no acute distress, no pyelorectus cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema. She also has mild varicosities. Well, blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 56, suspicion 16. Temperature 97.9, weight is 156, saturation 94. HENT and omphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck subluminal bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Wheezes are scattered bilaterally with prolonged expiration. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema, varicosities of lower extremities. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is COPD. Number 3, history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post left lower lobectomy. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is haplolipidemia. And number 6, atrial fibrillation, chronic. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to use her CPAP nightly with a nasal pillow. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She will get a CT chest without contrast in 1 month. The patient will continue with the Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Nora Quattrocelli, DO. Quattrocelli, QUATROCCELLI, CELLI, Quattrocelli, DO.